Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Erechin Chaf Gimel, Erechin 23a, pagination is 45. We'll start with the Mishnah at the top of the page. Hamakdish Nechasov. A person designates, vows, gives his property to Hekdish, to Holy, to the Beis HaMikdash. Vahaysa Allah Kisubas Isha. And he owes a ksuba to his wife. He divorces his wife, and she wants to collect through the power of a lien from what was given to the hektish. Rabbi Eliezer Omek is a yigar shena. If he divorces her, yidar hana'a, he has to make a vow that he will not remarry her, that he will not benefit from her, figure out a wording of the vow such that they should not have a trick going on here. What we're worried about is that he vowed everything to Hekdish and then realized that it wasn't such a good idea. He has regrets, apparently not significant enough to do Ataras Nedarim. So he has a trick that's going to get him back his property, at least some of it. He'll divorce his wife, and he will have her collect her ksuba from what he gave Hekdish, and then he will remarry her. And in this way, he'll get back some of the property. It's a trick. It's pretty high stakes to divorce a woman in order to collect the ksuba to remarry her. But such a thing could happen, and therefore we require that he makes a vow that he will not remarry her in order that she could collect the ksuba, and we're assured that it's not a trick. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Eina Tzarech. Rabbi Yeshua says this is not necessary. Kayotze B'davar, similarly, Omer Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Af Ha'orev Le'isha B'Ksubasa. If you have a guarantor, when the husband married his wife, he offered whatever amount of ksuba, perhaps a very significant sum, and there was an orev, there was a guarantor who said, signed on, if the husband doesn't have the assets for it, I will pay the ksuba money. So in the first case, it was through a lien that the divorced woman would retrieve money. In this case, it's through the guarantor that the divorced woman could obtain money. Vayabailo megarsha, and in this guarantor case, the poverty-stricken husband divorced his wife. Yadirenu hana'a. We need him to make a vow that he will not remarry her, not benefit from her. Shemayase kenunya al nechasim shalzeh, lest they have a trick regarding the property of the guarantor. Once he divorces her, the ksuba is payable. The husband can't pay it, so it's going to be collected from the guarantor, and once she has that money in hand, he's going to remarry her. V'yachzer es ishto, he's going to take back his wife. So in order that this whole process should follow smoothly and fairly, if he's divorcing her, he's going to be required to make this vow in a way that she will not be able to collect unfairly based on a trick that might be going on. Now, every rule has an exception. The exception, of course, is a rule with no exceptions, just to be on the humorous side. Let's go to the first wide line of the Gemara. Moshe Bar Itzri, a certain wealthy person, Arva de Kalsehava, he was the guarantor on his daughter-in-law's ksuba. That means that his son was marrying, and he signed on to the amount of the ksuba. For Rav Huna Berei and his son, Rav Huna, Tzuba Mirabanan Hava, he was a young scholar. Udechika Leimilsa. And it was very difficult for him financially. He was in a very bad situation, his financial straits, and his father was not reaching out to help, even though he was extremely wealthy. Amar Abaye, Abaya said thoughtfully, Leka denasvi etza l'Rav Huna? No one's giving a suggestion to Rav Huna. Deligrish l'devisu, he could divorce his wife. V'titova ksubasa me'avuha, she can claim the ksuba from the father. V'lahadra me'adre, and then he'll take her back. Which definitely was exactly what the Mishnah was trying to avoid. And it doesn't say that Abaye gave him the suggestion, but he's like thinking thoughtfully, Leka denasvi etza? No one's giving him this suggestion? Like, what would be? Amale Rava responded, if he would go ahead and divorce her, he would have to make a vow, as the Mishnah said. And Abaye responded, not everybody does the gerushin, the divorce, in the court itself. And he should be able to get the divorce through under the radar screen, and the father wouldn't realize that normally a vow would be required. Abaye says, you know, I think it could probably be pulled off. And I'm wondering why no one suggests it. L'sofiglai milsa. The end of this story is that it became revealed to Kohen Hava that this Rav Huna was a Kohen. And he's not allowed to marry a divorced woman, including, of course, his own divorced wife. Also not allowed to remarry. In general, just a general principle over here in this whole Mishnah and Gemara, a person can remarry his wife after a divorce, provided that she wasn't with somebody else. But Machzer Gerushaso is permitted, but not by a Kohen. When Abaye realized that he's a Kohen, Amar Abaye, Abaye commented, Basar Anya Azla Aniyusa. It sometimes seems that after the poor, poverty continues to pursue them, that even the solution that could have been on the table doesn't work. Asks the Gemara the obvious question, Ami Amar Abaye Hachi. Would Abaye be seriously contemplating such a trick? V'ha'amar Abaye, Abaye said, Ezehu Rasha Arum, who is a person who's crafty wicked? Zahamesi Eitzalim Karben Chasim Karben Shimim Gamliel, a person who gives a suggestion to do the Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel concern, that trick, to divorce the wife in order to generate money from the guarantor and then to remarry. Abaye himself said that's wickedness. And the Gemara answers, Burei shiny v'tzubah mirabonan shiny. This is a very wealthy man's son who's in difficult financial straits. Presumably on some level, they would have preferred to convince him to help his son, but apparently that wasn't in the cards. So Abaye felt that if it was possible to do this leverage trick, it would have been acceptable in such a case because the wealthy father should be helping his son out in this situation. So we certainly have the basic halacha where you're not allowed to do this, and the Mishnah even institutes a vow so that he shouldn't be able to do it. But even if he can get away with it under the radar screen and no one realizes, it's still wrong. You're not allowed to advise it. You're not allowed to do it. But in this case, cited at the bottom of the Amud, Abaye felt that there was something fundamentally wrong, that the father wasn't helping out, and he felt in this situation, we don't quite have the details how stressed it was, but whatever it was, Abaye felt there could actually be an exception to this rule. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.